I'm Kristen Weitzel, and you're listening to Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds, How Successful People Overcome Adversity. We're doing something a little different this week, and we're replaying one of our old shows of one of our most inspirational and touching interviews that we've ever done. This past Sunday, November the 30th, Faith Coleman passed away after a very long battle with cancer. So we decided that this weekend we would replay that episode and give our listeners a chance to hear Faith's story, hear about the thousands of people whose lives she touched and will continue to touch through the work of the Flagler County Free Clinic. She left a legacy in Flagler County, and we think it's important to tell her story and for everyone to hear her story again.
Our guest today is Faith Coleman. Now, let me tell you how I happened to invite Faith to come onto our show. I was attending the Martin Luther King celebration at First Baptist Church, the ecumenical celebration, and they collected a love offering. And they announced that they were going to be providing the love offering to the Flagler Free Clinic. And I thought, what an honor. With all of these people here, with all of the different organizations, to have been chosen as the recipient of that offering. I didn't know the amount or anything. I just thought it was a great sign that that organization, the Flagler Free Clinic, must be doing great work. And so I set about to find out myself, and without hesitation met with Faith and visited the Flagler Free Clinic. And I came away really impressed and wanted her to share her experience with our audience. Good morning, Faith, and welcome to Against All Odds.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're absolutely welcome. So let's start off. Why don't you tell us a bit about the Flagler Free Clinic?
The Flagler Free Clinic was started in 2005. We started out with 8 volunteers and 8 patients. And 9 years later, we've had over 12,000 patient visits.
Wow.
We have 120 more or less volunteers, and we're open every Thursday from 3 to 7 p.m., and we're open the first and third Saturdays. We start at 8:30 in the morning, and we're usually done by 2 p.m.
12,000 people you've provided services to.
Yes.
Faith, that's just real. Now, let me ask you this. Is that declining, inclining, I mean, increasing? What's actually happening?
We're still at each clinic seeing new patients, so it's still increasing.
Oh, fantastic. Now, how did you happen to get started doing this?
That started, the idea started actually in 2003 when I was diagnosed with kidney cancer, and I was working as a sort of a freelance nurse practitioner, subcontracting for position, and I did not have any medical insurance. So when I found out I had kidney cancer, I mortgaged my home in order to pay for the treatment. And once I started on the road to recovery, the Lord just placed it on my heart to what happens to people who don't have insurance and when they have something tragic like this happen. And from there,
and also may not have a home
and may not have, correct, and may not have the resources. Mm-hmm. And the more that weighed on my heart, the more I thought, you know, somebody needs to do something. And I thought, well, I'm somebody. Yeah. I can do something. There must be something. And I met with Dr. John Kanakaris, who is
great man.
He is just the icon of medical care in this county. Sure. And I didn't know him, but I went in and I met him and I said, I would like to start a free clinic in this county. Will you help me? And he said, absolutely. And then we did the paperwork with the state. That took a while to get that all that together. And we opened our doors on February the 5th in 2005.
Now, everybody might not know where you are.
We are located at 700 East Moody Boulevard. That's State Road 100. We're directly across from the post office.
It's just fantastic, the work that you're doing there. But, you know, one of the things I'd like to know is one of the premises of the show is it's about how successful people overcome adversity. So I always start off by asking the question, do you consider yourself to be successful?
With God's mercy and grace, yes, I have been very successful
all
at this.
All of us with God's mercy and grace.
And I always say that, you know, this clinic is God's clinic. That's why I think that we've been so successful for the last 9 years. And the community as a whole has embraced us totally. We only we work by total donations. Mm. And we have maintained our course. And not only have we maintained our course, but we've added services. We added more days recently to the clinic. We now have one clinic a month that's a gastrointestinal specialist is there to see patients. And we have an orthopedic clinic twice a month. We
and you also, had an optometrist.
I mean, we have an optometrist on board. That's yeah, right,
dentist,
in-house.
Dental.
We have dental.
I mean, when I visited the clinic, I was just so impressed at the diversity and the breadth of services that you offered.
Right. We have two surgeons. We have a dermatologist. We have two GYNs who see patients on Saturdays. So we're trying to encompass the whole family healthcare aspect.
So if I'm answering my own question, it sounds like what you're saying is you're measuring success through the value you're bringing to others and
correct,
touching people and the breadth correct, of the services that you're doing as well.
Correct.
Yeah.
We have definitely tried to meet the need that's out there, and the need is unfortunately very great.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a mission, and we're all working hard toward accomplishing that goal.
I asked you if the Affordable Care Act would reduce the demand and the need for the Flagler Free Clinic, and would you share what your answer was?
We have not seen that. Mm-hmm. Part of the problem with that is people have to be working and making $11,500 per year to qualify for the government subsidies.
Mm.
So when they don't meet that guideline, because there's not even, you know, that many jobs, I've forgotten. They just last night on the news had our latest unemployment figures. I think it's around 9% or so.
It was 9.6 most recently. So
right,
you think it's 9.
So it's around still, in that area.
Let's put it this way. The national is 6.7.
Just not many jobs here. Yeah. So patients, you know, they don't have that affordability.
Mm-hmm.
If they do make $11,500 and can qualify for, say, one of the $40 a month bronze plans, that's wonderful. But it comes with a $5,000 deductible.
Wow.
And I think that's holding a lot of people back. Though there are ways to work around that. I mean, definitely it's easier if you have a $1,000 deductible. You could probably borrow that from family and friends. The $5,000 becomes impossible when it's about half of your take-home pay.
So we're talking to Faith Coleman of the Flagler Free Clinic, and you can tell just by her conversation so far how interesting and valuable what she's doing is to our community. It's now time to hear from our sponsors, and we'll be right back with more.
Hi, this is Gretchen Smith of the Flagler County Chamber. Our mission is to help local businesses thrive, which is also the name of our new business-to-business magazine. Thrive is a great tool for area businesses and others considering Flagler as their corporate home. With interesting content, business highlights, trending topics, and insights you won't find elsewhere, Thrive is produced by and for Flagler County businesses. To advertise in this quarterly magazine, call the Holly Group at 386-283-5907. Let us help you thrive.
Howard Holly Presents Against All Odds is being brought to you in part by Touchpoint Alliance. Touchpoint Alliance, a global alliance for communication excellence, headquartered here in Palm Coast, provides end-to-end communication solutions that help colleges, universities, and associations acquire, retain, and grow their customer base. Visit us at www.touchpointalliance.org or for a free consultation, call us at 386-283-5906.
Welcome back to Against All Odds. My name is Howard Holly. My co-host is Kristen Wetzel, and our guest is Faith Coleman. Faith, as you know, the whole premise of this show is my belief that we learn as much from our adversities and our challenges as we do from just purely our successes.
Correct.
And it's how we respond to those challenges and how we overcome them that defines who we are and sets us on the path for future success.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping it in your mind, however, often doesn't happen. We seem to focus more on the success and not as much on the challenges that we had to overcome. And that's how I conceived of the show. So I'd like to ask you, what are the adversities that you faced and how did you overcome them?
Well, the first adversity, of course, was having the kidney cancer
sure.
at
Absolutely.
49 years of age mm-hmm. in 2003. And I was cancer-free for 9 years, and it came back in my stomach in 2011. Mm. So had a big surgery there, removed 3/4 of my stomach, and went on the first of two really nasty chemotherapies, had some radiation treatments, and it came back again last summer, and I had another big surgery with some lymph nodes removed, part of the omentum removed, and a little section of liver. Went through more radiation, and I'm still on chemotherapy today. Classified as stage 4, which makes people
wow.
go, ooh.
I just did.
Yeah. But the face of stage 4 cancer is not what it was 10 years ago, even. In fact, when I had cancer in 2003, there were no chemotherapies available for renal cell, and now there are 7 or 8
wow.
different medications. But, you know, my personal faith is such that I don't believe that God helps you back up on your feet for you to keep running back to the same thing that knocked you down. So mm-hmm. I try not to give cancer the time of day as much as I can avoid
that. You pay
that.
No attention. You just...
I go right on. In fact, for Lent, I gave up cancer.
So and, back up a minute. You're going to have to spend a little bit more time on that.
Okay.
For Lent, you gave up cancer.
I did. And it was such a freeing thing. And my church, I attend Bunnell First Methodist Church. And we were all so excited about it that the whole church decided to embark on that journey with me. And so every day over Lent, we are praying for people with different types of cancer, as well as the hospital to treat, the doctors, the radiologists, the oncologist, the surgeons, and the researchers who are involved in treating cancer. So it's become a church-wide activity, and we're very excited about it. And when I say I give up cancer for Lent, you know, maybe I can't give up the physical aspects, and I'm still going to have to take that chemotherapy every day, but I don't have to let the weightiness of cancer get me down. It's a very heavy burden sometimes mm-hmm. to a lot of people, but I don't have to have the pity party for one anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't have to stub my toe and think, is it a stub toe or is it bone cancer now? Mm-hmm. You know? So I have let all of that go.
So what I'm drawing from this is your, one of the ways that you're overcoming this particular adversity, which is as serious as any adversity anyone could face. And you've been fighting this for over 10, 11 years now.
Right.
Is by the attitude that you set, first of all, foundationally, your faith.
Right.
I mean, that first foundationally mm-hmm. is it. But then that faith is leading you to have the type of positive attitude about your life, not focusing on what's happening to you, but focusing on what you can do for others. Is that what I'm hearing?
That's it in a nutshell. And the one thing that I firmly believe is that your whole life is not about you.
Mm-hmm.
It's about everybody around you.
Mm-hmm.
So every day I want to help someone. Mm-hmm. I want to do something that makes somebody's life a little bit better. And that can, everybody can do that. This is not, you don't have to get out and run a free clinic to do it. You can bring in your neighbor's trash can back from the road. Mm-hmm. You can pick up refuse and stuff you see along the highways or the sidewalks. You know, you can hold a door open for someone. You can say good morning.
Yeah.
Those are all things that you can do for someone else.
Yeah. Two of the things that I pray for every day is to keep myself humble and to keep myself helpful.
Correct.
You know, so
that's
I think
a beautiful
those
thing.
are very, very important. Tell us about the story of Ruth.
Ah, the story of Ruth. Of course, you know, when someone has cancer, especially of stage 4, not only are you going through this, but your family is too. And I have 6 children and 8 beautiful grandchildren with 2 more on the way. So there are times, of course, when you think about your own mortality and your family worries about it. I think they worry about it more than I do because my belief is that we're just going home.
Mm-hmm.
But during my growing up years, I was very close to my maternal grandmother who had rheumatoid arthritis. And she was crippled in her hands and legs as far back as I can remember and bedridden in her later years. And I wanted so much to be able to help her, but didn't have the knowledge. And of course, now we have lots of good treatment for rheumatoid arthritis, but then wasn't there.
Is that one of the motivating factors for you becoming a nurse practitioner?
It was. I think just being with her and realizing how helpless I felt, I didn't want to ever encountered that again in my life, though it did take me a long time before I actually became a nurse. But during all of my years as a nurse, and then after I'd started the free clinic, I would often wonder if my grandmother, who passed away in 1983, if she would be proud of what I was doing, you know, if she would be happy or pleased at what I was doing. And I went and spoke to a group, as I often do. I'm invited to speak about the Flagler County Free Clinic and what we do. And I went to this one particular group, did my talk, and the man who had invited me said, you know, we always give a plaque to people when they speak. And he said, I don't know how this happened, but we got your name wrong on the plaque. And he said, I'm very sorry, but we'll just go ahead and we'll take the picture of us presenting you the plaque. And he said, and we'll get you a new one. And I said, don't worry about it. It's fine. You know, it's no problem. I hadn't seen the plaque at that point. A lot of times people confuse my first name, Faith, with Faye, F-A-Y. So I thought that's probably what they did.
Right, right.
Well, when he handed me the plaque, the name on the plaque was Ruth Coleman, and that's my grandmother.
Wow.
And I said, this plaque is wonderful. This is the one I want. I'll keep it.
What year was that? When did you get that?
That was probably in like 2008.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that said, you were on the right track.
I was on the right track. Right thing, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
Your grandmother loved what you were doing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Wow. So just confirms my belief that though the body is not visible, our loved ones are still with us.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Faith, one of the things that I also like to ask my guests is, if you were speaking to a group, which you are, the difference is you can't see them in front of you. I've been asking you about adversities and challenges, but what are the key messages you would want to send to our listeners about succeeding in life?
The positive attitude and the belief in God and just doing the right thing always. Even sometimes doing the right thing is the hardest thing to do.
Mm-hmm. Say more about that. Say more.
In the end, when you do the right thing, everybody in their heart, I believe, knows
what's
the right thing to do in any situation. Sometimes it's not politically correct. Sometimes it's not financially correct. But if you go ahead and do the right thing, you'll be amazed at how everything else falls into place.
Yeah, do the right thing regardless of what the short-term benefit or cost might be.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Reach out. Step out in faith.
Absolutely. Well, Faith, talking about Faith, it's been really a pleasure to have you on the show.
Thank you.
I think you're making such a significant contribution to our community that you're touching so many people and that you've dedicated yourself to be of service is so meaningful. None of us are doing as much of that, as we need to. And certainly, few of us are doing as much as you are. And I just want to say on behalf of our listeners and those who don't have a chance to say it to you and don't interact with you that we really appreciate your service to our community and the love that you show for everyone.
Thank you so much. But, you know, everybody has something to give.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can contribute to the good of our community.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Faith, and we're now going to leave for a commercial break so our sponsors have a chance to spend a moment with you, and then we'll be right back with our wrap-up.
Greetings, this is Cindy DeLucky from Marketing to Go here to let you know that our office has moved. We are now located at Palm Coast Town Center behind FPC and near Epic Movie Theater at 145 City Place on the third floor. If you are looking for branding help, social media assistance, or marketing and public relations solutions for your company or nonprofit, give us a call at 566-3466 or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/marketingtogo. We look forward to creating a buzz about your business.
Let's face it, your customers are searching online. Are they finding you? Websites are drawing all the traffic. Your business needs to get better placement online and get noticed. At Marlin Consulting Solutions, located in Palm Coast, we use the latest SEO techniques to get you noticed online. I'm Jason Johnson, owner of Marlin Consulting Solutions. You can contact us at 386-957-9311 or find us online at marlincs.com.
Welcome back. This is Howard Holly, and you're listening to Against All Odds, and I'm here with my co-host, Kristen Wetzel. And Kristen, let's talk about Faith Coleman. Was that an almost bone-chilling? I mean, I had goosebumps at some point.
Goosebumps, that's what I was going to say. The story of Ruth and the plaque,
it
really makes you think that, you know, we are here for a higher purpose, and that our loved ones really are watching down on us. And it's when things like that happen that you're on the right path. And she really just realized that what she was doing really was making her grandmother proud and making everyone in the county proud. Just the end of the day.
Yeah. I thought that, our segment here is about driveway moments. You know, what we heard from our guests are the types of things that the listeners will sit in their car because they don't want to cut the car off and lose what Faith was saying. And so what did you hear? What were the driveway moments in your mind, Kristen?
The biggest thing for me was that, you know, everyone can't be Faith. We can't all make the kind of impact she's making on a community, but we can do the small things. It's easy to forget when you're going through life and things are moving so fast that just by smiling at someone or by opening a door or, you know, like she said, carrying the trash can up for your elderly neighbor, how that can really change someone's day. It can make such an impact. Something we think is so small
can be so big
to someone else.
Yeah, absolutely. And she talked about, you know, I'm a big believer in this one, that it's not about you. It's about everyone else. It's not about you. And, you know, sometimes it's easy to forget that. We get so focused on ourselves rather than focusing on other people and even those around us, sometimes even those close to us.
Absolutely. It's all about giving back to other people. It really gives life meaning. And I think her faith in God, and it's really, she's found strength in that, you know, and she's inspired an entire church to spend all of Lent praying for not just people who are afflicted with cancer, but for the doctors, for the researchers, for the hospitals, for all these people that are touching the lives of those affected by cancer.
Yeah.
A whole church, she's inspired them.
Yeah. You know, one of the things I like that Faith said is when I asked her if she was successful, she answered yes. I mean, what I like is this broader concept of success, right? That success isn't about business. It's not about money. It's not, you know, there are so many different ways to measure success.
Absolutely. She did not mention one time how much money she makes, if she makes money from the clinic, how she's, you know, what size house she has, what car she drives. I mean, none of that was how she was measuring success. It was all about touching those other people's lives.
Yeah. So speaking of money, though, she did mention that she's completely on donations, that's how the clinic operates. So can we pass along some information about how people could donate?
We can. They can send donations to the P.O. Box for the Flagler Free Clinic. It's P.O. Box 863, Bunnell, Florida, 32110. That was P.O. Box 863. Or they can go to flaglerfreeclinic.com to find out more information and other ways to donate. And she's also always looking for volunteers.
Oh, great.
You don't have to be a nurse. You don't have to be a doctor. They need people to file charts, pull charts, do the paperwork.
So what skills do you need?
You have to know the ABCs. You okay. Know those, you can help Faith.
Excellent, excellent. So, Kristen, how can people participate in the dialogue and give us some feedback on this show?
They can visit us at our website, www.howardhollypresents.com. Holly is H-O-L-L-E-Y. On the website, we'll have streaming audio archives, bios and pictures of the guest, and links to connect with us on social media. Our Facebook page, you can like us on Facebook and send us comments or questions for Faith. It's Facebook/Howard Holly Presents. Like, follow us on Twitter. We're Holly Presents, H-O-L-L-E-Y Presents. Or you can send me an email, Kristen, K-R-I-S-T-E-N, at howardhollypresents.com. And we can answer any questions you have for me, Howard, Faith, or any suggestions for the show.
And because it's an archive as well, you could look at some of the previous shows. In this case, there are only a few. But you can also listen to those and give us feedback as well. Now, Kristen, I didn't ask you this in advance. I apologize. But is there any way we can post the CNN video and the CNN article on our website so that people can you know, get a video and see the other, because, what's his name? King?
Larry King.
Larry King, did a, video and named, Faith as a CNN hero. And I think it would be great to provide an opportunity for people to see that.
We can definitely link to that. We'll put, a link to it on our Facebook page and on the website, and you guys can go and find out more about Faith and the work she's done.
Fantastic. Well, that was a great one. You're going to have to keep this up. You got to keep these guests coming. And so now let's talk about next week. Our next week's guest is Dr. Peter Holmes. And I think you're going to find Peter to be very interesting, Kristen. Let me say this. Our design and concept of the show is to have people from different walks of life. So we can have people who are business people, entertainers, artists, people who are entrepreneurs, people from the healthcare industry, from all walks of life. And our concept of the show is we'll also have people from all over the country and perhaps all over the world, right?
Right.
So next week's guest is Peter Holmes, and he's from Detroit, Michigan. He's the chief operating officer for Diversified Chemical Technologies, and I'm sure the audience will enjoy. Do not miss it. You are going to want to be with us next Saturday at 10 o'clock. My name is Howard Holly, and you are?
Kristen Weitzel.
So everybody, please be back with us next week. Best of luck to you in the upcoming week and overcoming your challenges both today and tomorrow. This is Against All Odds.